morning. This is Pastor Bill from Berean Baptist Church bringing you news and focus on this Saturday morning, August the 25th, and it is entitled Democrats Host Radical Muslims at Charlotte, and it was posted 11 hours ago here on the WND.com, and it is by Jack Miner. And it says, the Democrat Party is sanctioning a Muslim prayer event in conjunction with its nominating convention in Charlotte that will feature a radical Islam leader who has called for the overthrow of the filthy U.S. government and establishment of Islamic law. It almost seems like the beginning to a horrible Red Dawn sort of novel. Juma at DNC is being presented by the Bureau of Indigenous Muslim Affairs, or BIMA. So Juma at the Democratic National Convention is being presented by the Bureau of Indigenous Muslim Affairs, or BIMA, from August 31st to September 1st. A brochure for the event says the group has been authorized by the Democratic National Convention to conduct Juma prayer, as well as host festivities and Islamic-related functions. BIMA claims that event is non-political and non-partisan. However, the brochure for the event has a section for participants to support the DNC and make a contribution in an amount ranging from $500 to $10,000. The Washington Times reported the DNC lists the Muslim event as an official function and claims that the Islamic leaders of the program are typical of the DNC community. The event is expected to draw up to 20,000 Muslims and will include a Friday Juma prayer ritual and an issues conference. So, look, these 20,000 Muslims at the Democratic National Convention are not only soliciting funds for campaigns, but they're also going to have an issues conference after their Juma prayer ritual. A letter posted on the BIMA's website says its purpose is to address the concerns and issues that are challenging the American Muslim community in the 21st century. The letter calls on Muslims to stand up and repel the outright injustices being perpetuated against the American Muslim community. BIMA spokesman Jibril Hu told the Charlotte Observer that among the grievances are the Patriot Act, National Defense Authorization Act, and the New York Police Department's wiretapping program that House says was used to spy on Muslims. All right, now let me just insert here. To quote some British friends, are you daft? I mean, what is the deal? It wasn't born-again Christians flying airplanes into buildings. It's not that we're dealing with people that are insurgents in the Middle East who are Christians. We're not dealing with people who are Jews that are shooting up people in Middle East nations. So I don't understand why they don't understand. A good night. In the Kansas City airport, I think it was about a year and a half ago, my family and I were treated pretty roughly by the TSA. And, you know, I've got to tell you, it wasn't because we were Christian. It wasn't because we were Muslim. It's because, really, who can you trust now? And we want a free country, and we want our total privacy. And I'm just not sure, other than short of being a conspiratist and saying that America is producing these situations so that they then have the legitimacy to have so much control. In other words, maybe it wasn't Muslims that flew airplanes into buildings. Maybe it was the CIA, like we hear so many times. And what would the interest be? Well, maybe they are producing these situations so that they can then have things like the Patriot Act. If you're there, if you're the conspiratist, okay, this recording is not for you. But if you really do believe that it was radical Islamists that were flying planes into buildings, then we shouldn't be surprised that they're tapping wires in New York, okay? I don't know what the problem is here. So Islam expert Robert Spencer, director of jihadwatch.org, said it is apparent the group plans to use the event as a platform to claim Muslims are being persecuted in America. Oh, yes. Yes, they're certainly being... Give me a break. A reading of its agenda makes it clear that the conference will be used to portray Muslims as the innocent victims of a bigoted, racist, Islamophobic government and law-enforced establishment that unfairly scapegoats Muslims for the misguided deeds of a few misunderstanders of Islam on September 11th. He said. Spencer noted that Hughes Mosque, the Islamic Center of Charlotte, is owned by the Muslim Brotherhood Front Group. North American Islamic Trust, or NAIT, which owns the mosque, was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation terrorist funding case. An unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation terrorist funding case. The largest terrorist funding case in American history resulted in multiple convictions. When confronted about the Muslim Brotherhood connection on a radio show Howe refused to denounce Nate, saying he was not necessarily a member of that group. Not necessarily a member of that group. Okay. That's not really a denial, is it? Howe also stated in a video that Muslims have been living in America since before the first Christians arrived. All right, did you get that? Howe stated in a video that Muslims have been living in America since before the first Christians arrived. Can we say redaction? Can we say historical reconstruction? I didn't realize that. Probably it was Muslims who hosted the pilgrims at the first Thanksgiving meal, too. The grand imam for the Juma at the DNC is Siraj, and I'm just going to butcher that. I don't want to, so W-A-H-H-A-J, one of the most sought-after speakers by Muslim organizations. Okay, so you get the idea. Democrats want the vote of yet another minority, and they see it here as a great opportunity. We want the vote of the Muslims, and so we are going, and by the way, they'll get it. I mean, we have a questionably, you know, I don't know how much proof we need to see that President Obama is not a Christian. I don't know how much more proof we need. I'm praying that he becomes a Christian. I'm praying that he'll be converted to Christ. But people see, oh, he went to a Christian church in Chicago. Right. Have you heard anything that pastor has ever said? It is rantings of a loony. He is an angry man that hates all things Christian and white, basically. And he is preaching it from a pulpit, saying that he is a man of God. And that is the church of which President Obama was a member when he lived in the Chicago area. So let us not be fooled into thinking that this is not politically motivated. I wonder if this Islamic organization is non-profit. I wonder if the mosque that is hosting it is non-profit, because surely you cannot look for donations to your favorite candidate and still retain your non-profit status. Surely not. In any case, I wanted to bring a reference to you, Jehu, who was the later son later king of Israel. You might remember Jehoshaphat and Ahab went to battle against the Syrians, and you have the prophet Micaiah and a few others in here. 2 Chronicles 19:2. At the end of the battle, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem, and Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is the wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek the Lord." Well, Jehoshaphat, pretty good guy, but he was not above reproof. And Jehu said, "Look, you do wrong by being friends with those that hate Jehovah." Now, I don't know what further thing we need when Scripture says in the book of John, when Jesus says, "I am," before Abraham was, "I am," the self-existent one, the Jehovah, the Yahweh. So Jesus was clearly saying that he is Jehovah. He is the Yahweh of the Old Testament. And if that's the case, then we Christians have no business being friends with those who lock elbows with a bunch of Christ haters. So let's not be neutral anymore on this nonsense, okay? Hey, Christians, Bereans, let's just remember that the end state of this whole thing is Sharia law. They're not looking to not be discriminated against. They're looking to take over, okay? Let's not be fooled. This is not some sort of neutral, non-religious, and we just want our freedom. We're tired of being held down and suppressed. It's not that at all. Let's be clear about something. Not all Muslims are radical. Now, I want to be careful. Islam requires a radical disposition. But not all Muslims are fully aware of all the ramifications that are involved with being a Muslim. Let me also be clear. Not all non-whites are Muslims. So I'm not trying to raise that kind of... We have a racially integrated church, and so you're not going to find a racism involved at Berean Baptist Church, and I suspect from most churches on sermonaudio.com. So I don't want to be misunderstood, and so I need to be clear in my statement. We are not trying to vilify anybody except the religion itself of Islam. If I were to say I'm a good Christian, but I don't go to church on Sunday, you'd say you're a liar. All Christians have always gone to church on Sunday. And so when I tell you that you cannot be a good Muslim without believing in jihad, holy war, and in the establishment of Sharia law, if I tell you that, I'm lying. To be a good Muslim, you have to love the Quran. You have to love what it says about the infidel. You have to want world domination. So please don't be fooled. If you give them an inch now, we'll soon see the flag waving over America. All right, this is Pastor Bill. Post your comments directly to this commentary on sermonaudio.com.